Warm to hot conditions will continue across the northern plains, the upper Midwest, and southern parts of Canada's prairies as we go forward through this work week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Crazy heat out to the west over the weekend, as you know, 114 degrees at Phillips, South Dakota. We saw many temperatures running from 100 to 111 in other areas from near the Canada border all the way down into the Texas and Oklahoma area. Just a very oppressive weekend of heat and humidity. Well, we're going to continue to see some very warm to hot conditions occurring this week, but perhaps the extremes will be absent after we go forward through the next day or so. We do expect to see temperatures this afternoon, mostly in the 90s. There will be a few upper 80 degree readings near the Canada border, and we'll see some extremes over 100 in South Dakota. The high temperatures tomorrow are expected to, again, mostly be in the 90s. We'll see a few 80s in the southeast corner of our region, southwestern Minnesota and southeastern South Dakota, and then along Canada's border as well. There will still be some temperature extremes near and over 100 around the Missouri River Valley and points to the west. And as we get into Wednesday, we might see a little insurgence of hotter weather once again, with temperatures running in the 90s to slightly over 100 again. And then on Thursday, that'll be the start of 2 days of nice weather, with readings running mostly in the 80s and a few readings getting up over 90. And we'll look for that to abate as we get into the weekend. And it looks like another round of warming will take place, with temperatures back mostly into the 90s at that point in time. Our nighttime low temperatures are still expected to be mostly running in the 60s as we go forward through this week. There will be a few lower 70-degree readings, but I think 60s will be more common than not. And we do have a chance for some shower activity as we go forward through the work week. It is not going to be good, solid, soaking rain, but anyone that gets rain will probably celebrate. It just will be a little bit of relief. We do not expect this precipitation to have a great deal of impact on the region outside of just bringing the temperatures down just a little bit. The best coverage of showers and thunderstorms will likely occur as we go from Wednesday night through Thursday and ending on Friday. And during that time period, we'll probably see many areas picking up on at least a little bit of rain. Amounts around a tenth to 5/10 of an inch most often. There could be some totals getting upwards to more than an inch, but only in a few counties and parts of counties. Prior to that greater coverage of rain late in the week, we'll see only spits and spats of moisture over the next 2 or 3 days. In the meantime, we'll see a similar situation occurring across the U.S. Central and Southern Plains, while the Eastern Midwest does better with rainfall. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.